Lake Louise, it was liftoff at the lake this past weekend for a horde of local freeriders. Local clubs Canmore's Uller Big Mountain and Lake Louise All Mountain Ski Club, LLAM, competed at the Lake Louise Junior Big Mountain Challenge between March 4 to 6 at the Lake Louise Ski Resort. 14 Bow Valley freeriders, ages 10 to 18, landed on the podium, first to fifth place, at the competition, and for Jordy Burks, Uller's program director, he's seen immense growth, the whole time I've been coaching Big Mountain, a decade or something, there's always really good skiers to marvel at every competition. But the depth this year was a whole, another level, said Jordy Burks, Uller's program director. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Jordy Burks, at Uller Big MTN, Big Mountain, also known as free riding, is competitive skiing and snowboarding with no set courses or on groomed snow. The sport's point system rewards skill, tricks, jumps and clean riding, all in about a two-minute ride from top to bottom. Being a part of this sport has really changed how I see skiing, and the ski racers are so creative in how they ski the mountain and what they see and in terms of their bravery, said Burks. For anyone who likes skiing, it can be a really mesmerizing sport. Bow Valley freerider results at Lake Louise include, Uller's Kalia Gieseler finished third, and Mila Morgan-Smith was fifth in U12 female. Uller racers Ethan Secord, Logan Penner, Kieran Rapaich, and Walter Crossland finished first to fourth, respectively, in U12 male. Uller's Anja Morgan-Smith, Juna Pressman, and Mary Huggle finished gold, silver and bronze, respectively, in 12-14 female. LLAM Samuel McGee Dumoulin won gold in 12-14 male. Uller's Ray Torigny and Maya Ferlot won gold and silver, respectively, and Lily Huggle finished fourth in 15-18 female. Uller's Jack Kalesh won silver in 15-18 male, and Tristan Fenton took fourth. The conditions allowed for the kids to show their best stuff, said Burks. I just thought, especially in the 15-18 category, I've never seen it so competitive. From the start of the event right to the very end, it made the whole event quite suspenseful because they were all just skiing so well. Up next, the athletes travel to Revelstoke for the final local circuit competition of the season. In early April, the North American Championships get underway in Big Sky, Montana, USA.